This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Calvin Parker, as we continue the second four segments of the show, what do you think of the echo effects that Randall's adding?
Well, they're different. They sound good.
That's my dollar store microphone.
Oh, okay. Dollar Tree. I've seen them in Dollar Tree before.
So, okay. So, was it still pretty light outside then, or has it?
No, it was. It was a full, what I want to call a harvest moon, but it was a good full moon, and you could see without a flashlight how to get around and get back to your car and all, but it was dark.
Oh, that's interesting. So when you got there, it was still fairly light outside, but then when you got floated out, it was completely dark.
Yes, sir, that's true.
So, now, I read, I believe in... part of the story someplace that you, there was some trouble with your car. Can you tell us about that?
When we got back to the car, we went to get in and I looked over and the windows on the passenger side were shattered. I mean, shattered in place. They were still in place and they didn't fall out until Charlie opened the door and closed it. Then they just kind of fell out. But, then we tried to crank the car, and it took a good 15 minutes to get the car cranked. And what kind of surprised me, though, back then, if you cranked on a car very long, you sit there and crank, your battery would run down. This battery never did lose no charge. I mean, it was bright. I mean, the lights were still bright, and it turned the car over good and everything. And then after it cranked, it run rough for a while.
Those windows that were shattered, were they facing toward or away from where the craft was, or do you recall that?
Well, we pulled straight up, and the craft was probably, it's hard to estimate. I would say the closest part of it was probably 50 foot from our car, where it was sitting there from the passenger side, so they was facing toward the craft, the passenger side was.
And those were the ones that were shattered?
Yes, sir, that's true. So, the other ones didn't have nothing wrong with them.
So we're sort of led to believe there that the craft could have been responsible for actually causing the damage to the windows.
I always will believe that. Now, what I regret that the sheriff department didn't load us up right then, take us right back out to the spot where this happened and rope it off and do a thorough investigation. But they didn't do it. And I dang sure wasn't going to go back there by myself. But I should have and documented everything. But it was 2 days later, I guess a couple of days later, before people started showing up looking for souvenirs and things there.
How long did it take before this attracted the attention of J. Allen Hynek?
We got abducted October 11th. October the 12th, he was down there, or 13th one. It was a day or two. But him and Dr. Harder flew down on their own dime and come to see us.
So he was right on it, right at the very beginning, and I imagine he would have gone to the site and checked it out pretty well. Did they find any trace evidence there or flattened grass or anything that would indicate that there was a ship there?
I'm not for sure. He did an intent interview with Charlie and I, and him and Dr. Harder did. But we was so busy, I'm not for sure, because we still had to go get checked for radiation, talk to Kiesler, go to the hospital, give a press release, and then the shipyard got us out of town as quick as we could. So Charlie went back home, and I went back to Laurel.
Fast question here. How long did you last at the shipyard before that job became untenable?
Well, actually, as far as working, that was my first day at work, October 11th. My last day, I went to work, and we didn't ever get a chance to work again. But I have to say, in all honesty, they said, we're going to pay y'all a couple of weeks, and y'all take off. And I wouldn't have felt right if I took their money. I did take a little check from them for a couple of days there. But we're going to pay y'all to take off. We don't want y'all here, y'all interfering with the worker. And we was, because of workers in the shipyard. You know how they are. They have a lot of questions they want to ask you. The media was there. So they just made better production with us not being there.
So they were happy to pay you to get rid of you. So what did you do then? Is that when you went back to construction? Oh, that's right. You went to the oil rigs first.
Yes, sir. I went back to the oil rigs in Laurel. I left the shipyard just as soon as I left Kiesler over that night. I drove all the way back to Laurel because I knew my family was going to be worried about me. But we didn't have phones and all back in, so you could call and talk to anybody. So I said, well, the only thing they're hearing is what they hear in the news media, and that's not real good. So I left and went back to Laurel and went to see them. They never asked me what happened, where it happened. They just said, are you okay? And I said, I am. And that's about it. You know.
Let me ask you here about the media attention. So you were paid. You left the job. You were paid to leave. Were they still being annoyed by the media?
They were. I mean, it get worse every day. There for a while, when I moved back to the coast down here, one of my neighbors down there was a foreman over the whole job. And he didn't recognize me to start with. I was sitting on the road out there one day, and he stopped. He said, where you been? I haven't seen you in a while. And I said, well, believe it or not, I'm writing a book. What you writing a book about? Well, I told him. He said, you don't remember me? I said, no, not really. But, you know, it's hard to remember somebody 45 years later. You can't look at them and tell that's who they were. Because I look totally different now than what I did then. And he said, I remember when they called y'all to the office in there. And he told me his name, and I remembered the name. He said, you got on your hands and knees out in the parking lot and was throwing up. I said, you're right. So, but he told me that for about 2 weeks, the media bombarded them over there. And I know they did because they came on. They tracked me down in Laurel. Now, how they tracked you down back in, I don't know. They didn't have the computers and stuff where they know where you live. So they followed you. I mean, they found you. I don't know how.
Sounds to me like they were following you, literally.
I think they were.
Uh-huh. It's almost like having private detectives after you. And if you're not really educated in that sort of thing, you wouldn't notice that you were 19 years old, you're a kid. How long did this media attention last before things died down? I'm going to hold the response to that question. We're going to create what we call in the Paracast a cliffhanger, you know, before we get hung by our cliffs and that sort of thing. Let me tell you about something we haven't mentioned too much on the show. It's called the Paracast Plus. And what's it all about? Well, the Paracast Plus allows you to download a copy of this show free of the network ads. And it's not just to answer the people at YouTube who complain about things like that. It is to provide an alternative version of the show with better quality audio. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. We've been doing this for about 5 years now, and we have an incredible library of material with After the Paracast special interviews. To learn more about Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Calvin Parker, With Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy, you're in
The Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This came from the Dollar Tree store. We're giving them free advertising, right, Randall?
There's several different versions of the dollar store up here. I don't know what you've got down there, but we have like the dollar store, the buck or two, and a couple of other versions.
Well, I know I visited the dollar store once a few weeks ago. Got a really nice pair of reading glasses for $1. Not bad at all. Hasn't broken apart yet. And I got two pairs of socks. Okay, Calvin Parker, the question was, of course, about the media attention following you around, the paparazzi, whatever it is. How long did it take before that stopped?
Actually, the media never stopped following me around. About 3 years ago, I was sitting on the back porch and a car drove up. We got a screened-in back porch, and he stopped and he jumped out across the ditch. He said, "I'm here to interview you." I said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "I'm with the Associated Press." I said, "No, I don't think you're here to interview me." He said, "You might as well let me. I'm going to sit out here." Now, if I'd been a violent person, I would have drug him down to the river and put a boat anchor around him and throwed him in. But anyhow, we conducted our interview, and we went to the site where it was. But actually, the media has never really quit. They just got a little better through the years because I got better at hiding.
Well, I think also it's a little easier to find you now because you've got all the extra equipment.
Oh, yeah. I don't even try to hide now. I just let it go.
What does your child think about all this?
You know, I've never really talked to her. In a way, it's exciting to her. She is she married a dentist, and they lived in Covington, Louisiana. She's a dental hygienist. And, you know, I told her, I said, "I'm going to write a book about that." And I thought she thought I was kidding her. She said, "You are?" I said, "Yeah." So, you know, when she started seeing it come across on Facebook, she started believing me a little bit. So we talked about it a little bit and all. And she seems pretty excited about it at times. Well, the whole family really does.
Well, her dad's a celebrity. What else can you think?
Yeah, you would think, you know, and I didn't want to say nothing because I didn't know how she really felt about it. She was embarrassed about it. You know, it's not everybody that gets abducted by aliens or rides a UFO. And it's not and she's been through everything. She, you know, all the media is media clinches and all that. She's seen a lot of stuff in her little life. And, you know, it's just amazing that anybody can stand up to it.
Now, in your particular case, did the media create some nasty rumors or do things in the coverage of your experience in your life that was negative and false?
They did, some of them. I tried not to let it bother me. I tried just to turn the other cheek. But there was times that, you know, you just had enough. Enough is enough. I know I left here one day, and one of them was a National Enquirer. They wrote some old bull story. And I said, you know, I know everybody knows they're the Enquirer, and everybody's going to don't believe nothing they say. So I got to thinking, I'm not going to let them get away with this. So I wrote them a letter, mailed it. Back in, you didn't have computers, mailed it to them, wanting an apology in her. For them to redo it, and they wouldn't do it. So I got in my car and drove down there and hand-delivered a letter. So I was sitting in West Palm Beach 2 days later with it. And they, of course, they had me throwed out of there. That's fine, though. You know, there's just some things I won't let people get away with.
Did you ever feel compelled to have a PR agent or a lawyer work with you to deal with all this?
I had considered a lawyer, but, you know, I'm just no poor country boy that works for a living, and lawyers are high maintenance, or most of them are. And the court sure not going to appoint one to you if you hadn't done a crime or nothing. I don't want a court-appointed attorney anyway. But I did have a good friend that was an attorney. And I would call him, and he would advise me every now and then. He said, just leave him alone.
So you were never offered any money by the tabloids, and you never went seeking any payment from them?
No, sir. I didn't want no money. I could make my own money. And a lot of people say, well, you're writing it. You wrote this book for the money. No, I didn't write it for the money. I wrote it to document my story, my life, on what happened to me. the book has a proof in it. Now, like I told somebody the other day, if you don't believe me, get this book and read it. It's documented. It'll stand up in a court of law. It's got polygraph tests in it. It's got voice stress tests in it. It's got documented witnesses, not just one or two, but several eyewitnesses in it. It's got a hypnosis. It's got any kind of documentation you want. And if you still don't believe it, you know, when you get through, then you're not open-minded at all.
Listen, let me ask you here about the voice stress analysis and the polygraph tests. Tell us something about that.
Well, they just asked me if I'd take one. I said, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. We sat down. It didn't take long to take them. They did the voice stress test. I went with Charlie to Chicago because I wanted to talk to Betty Hill. She had been abducted. And I don't know, for some reason, I just wanted to talk to her. So they had a talk show, and I agreed to fly down there. I never did go on the talk show, I don't think. But I did get to meet Betty Hill, and I actually went to her home and stayed with her for about 4 days, and we talked. And I wanted to know how she handled all this and all. So we went up to a mountain where she's had sightings and all. I never seen nothing, but, you know, we did get some good visiting. And the reason I wanted to talk to her, back when Betty and Barney Hill got abducted, that was a mixed marriage. You didn't hear that back in the 60s back then. It just didn't happen. And they sure didn't want no publicity on their cell. And that's the reason I wanted to do it, because I didn't think they did it for the publicity, because that would have been bad publicity for them. So I did. I really enjoyed being with her. He'd been dead for a while, I guess. Either that or he left.
You didn't see anything at the time when you went looking with Betty, but have you seen or had any other experiences since then? And can you comment a bit on whether or not you think you may have had any implants?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind I had an implant, and it's in the book, and it's in the section under Bud Hypnosis. And that was a violent, violent deal. Now, the first abduction that I went through, I don't think they really meant too much harm, but I think I've had an implant for years just to keep up. I don't know why they would put an implant in you, maybe just to find you or something.
RFID, I guess. We got more to come with Calvin Parker and Gene. And Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At his funeral in Washington, D.C., people are remembering Senator John McCain. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former President George W. Bush, McCain's one-time campaign rival.
In the end, I got to enjoy one of life's great gifts, the friendship of John McCain, and I'll miss him.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
The world will be lonelier without John McCain.
Former Senator Joseph Lieberman.
Godspeed, dear friend. May angels sing you to your eternal home.
And McCain's daughter, Megan.
My father! father is gone, but I know his life, and I know it was great because it was good.
Also speaking, former President Barack Obama and McCain's son, Jimmy McCain, who read his father's favorite poem, The Requiem. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Just to let you know, we've got the second radio show out there for you. It's called After the Paracast. It could be post-game. It could be separate discussions, separate interviews. Fascinating thing. It's worth it by itself, but we also offer the ad-free version of this show. And you get that and other features included in the Paracast Plus. We just recently had a big sale on Paracast Plus. We'll have more special offers. But if you want to know more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for information and sign up. The sign up is a little kind of difficult because you've got to join our forums. We're going to simplify that in the near future. But right now, if you want to get involved in Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. Calvin Parker is joining us. We're talking about the aftermath of his case. He takes voice stress analysis. He passes it. He takes polygraph. He passes it. He undergoes hypnotic regression, but having mentioned that, let's get more into that here. Now, just to let you know, I don't know if you've read about it, but hypnotic regression is kind of controversial. But what made you seek out having this done, or did Bud Hopkins come to you?
No, I seek it out. Like I say, I was missing this time, and he had written a book on missing time. I still hadn't read the book. But I knew I had some time missing, and I wanted to talk to him to see what it was about. So the conversation led into me being hypnotized in his motel room in Florida.
Let's make this clear. You remembered the basic details of this experience by yourself. Nobody hypnotized you to bring it out. This is something you lived with. So he is talking to you how many years later?
This was in 93-94 that I got hypnotized, from 73 to 94, 93, 20 years, I guess.
Okay, so you lived this for 20 years or so, and you undergo hypnotic regression. We don't need the steps, but it would be nice to know for people analyzing the value of it, but what is there that you remembered with this enhancement?
Well, actually, I remember all the details just out of my memory what happened. But for an example, let me go back to him hypnotizing. One thing that I didn't remember when we were at the first deduction in 73, there was a car parked down there, and I called the tag number out on the car. And since then, I've looked it up, and it was a couple down in a parking lot that night. They got married. He died, and she's in a nursing home. Don't want nobody to know where she is or who she is. So I'm going to honor that. So that's how strong hypnosis was to help you remember to recall. Even now, all this stuff that is coming out, like I don't read where he hypnotized me until I remember it on my own. And I won't let nobody else tell me about it. But as I remember it, I go in there and I try to read a little bit, and it's right there. It's key on it, except it's in more details than what I remembered. So it's pretty strong, I guess, if you need to pull out some small facts out of the deal. It's a fact finder, what it is.
Okay, so in Pascagoula, The Closest Encounter, My Story, your book, what is there that surprised and or frightened you about what you remembered after Bud Hopkins put you under hypnotic regression?
Well, the night of the missing time, they came back, and there was some kind of something in my nasal passage, and they tried to dig it out. And I know I was bloody, way bloody that night. It was all over my shirt. I had on a white T-shirt. When I got home, my wife said, "Where'd all that blood come from?" I said, "Oh, just from a fish, from fish." But, I didn't want to tell nobody. But she tried to dig it out of my nose and went up through my mouth with her fingers and pulling it out. And it got in pain. But I was able to fight that night. So me and her had got into it. And I banged her wall, if it was a her, I banged her head up against the wall till she started bleeding herself. And it still ended up bad for me, though, because you just can't do that. Them old big ugly ones will come in there and get you when you do.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. We're talking about a second encounter now.
Yes, sir.
How long after the first one did the second one take place?
20 years.
So but around 1993.
Right. Is that why you went to Bud Hopkins, or did you even know about it before you were hypnotized?
I had a feeling. I didn't know the facts about it, but this helped bring out the facts. Now, I hadn't read this in the book yet. I hadn't got to that part in the book. So I'm planning on, I'm starting to remember now, and I probably when I get off here tonight, I just got a book in. I'm going to sit down there and read it because I had gave all mine away. So
this implant then, you're saying that you believe you got it from the first experience back in 73, and then in 1993 they tried to remove it. Were they successful at removing it?
Yes, sir, they were. I was... all my life, I've had nosebleeds. Even as a kid, I would be going somewhere, my nose would just start bleeding. And it would, it would bleed. And I noticed they was getting a lot worse up around that time. And I'd always sense something, but I just didn't really know.
Okay, do you think then, because you're kind of suggesting it, that maybe E.T. or whatever it was looking at you, following you before your first experience?
It's hard to say, but it's a possibility. I'm not going to say one way or another because I don't want to lie about it.
Okay, so after the first experience, you recalled having this implant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to clarify that. Did you ever have an effort made to X-ray to see if they could see what was going on in there, what might be present?
Well, no, I was scared to because I don't know why I was afraid to. I think it was something that they had put in my mind where I had a great fear of messing with it or doing anything, and that's one of the reasons I come up missing through all this. And none of that part's not even in the book. I mean, I'm just, it's just, there was that fear there that I didn't need to mess with nothing that, you know, had been done.
You had some medical procedures done for your own health at some point. Was that between the time that this implant was put in and taken out, or when was that exactly?
Well, this 2010, I had a stroke. Then I had two open heart surgeries, and the stroke is worse of all. You eventually get over your open heart surgeries a little bit, but I still can't get around good and all because of that stroke. And, you know, and it's kind of like I told somebody on the show the other night. They said, well, why now? And then, of course, I went through and explained one of the reasons. But the other reason, I got an expiration date on my head right now, and I want everybody to know the truth about what's going on.
Well, you're too young to die.
Oh, not really. I mean, I've been there. I died in 2012 for a while.
A clinical death. Do you have any memories? Let's just drop into that for a second. Any memories of the time that you were briefly dead?
No, not. Felt pretty good. I just a lot of sleep, I guess. You know, I don't really have no memories of going to no light or nothing like that, like everybody does. But I was clinically dead, though.
Sure, sure. Calvin Parker. Pascagoula, The Closest Encounter, My Story, is the book from Philip Mantle's Flying Disc Press. Co-host is J. Randall Murphy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
By the way, Randall, we had some questions in our forum. Anything related to what we've discussed so far?
We have a question from Cosmonaut, who asks, was there any communication to you or Charles from the entities? So you mentioned something about maybe some telepathic communication. Can you go into that in any more detail?
Well, it's not really much to go into. Now, I can't speak for Charlie, but on my part, the only thing I could hear was them mumbling between each other, just a low mumble. But on the part where she communicated to me was, there's nothing to be afraid of. We're not going to harm you. And it was just like she had said it, but I absorbed it, and she didn't say it. She just thought it, I guess. Maybe sent it to my mind. But I don't know.
Cosmonaut also asks, did government agents interview you after the incident? And if so, what was the conversation?
They did. We went to Keesler just a couple of days after the incident, Keesler Air Force Base. And they had the minutes in the book, but they had several people to interview us, and they was really nice. They was real good to us. Then they turned around and let us go, and as far as I know, they hadn't tried to intervene any since. Now, I get a feeling sometime they're watching, and especially here lately, I just got a feeling that they're kind of watching, but I don't know that for sure.
And Cosmonaut also asks, have you or did Charles have any later UFO or paranormal experiences? And you've talked about that to some degree. We're hearing about the second encounter in 1993. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Like I say, I think it was just to come get whatever they had implanted in me out. And they did what they were supposed to, and they got it out. And that was a violent taking there, because we actually got in a physical confrontation in there.
Where did this happen?
It happened in on Cat Island in out of Biloxi, Mississippi, or past Christiane.
And were you driving, or how did this? Can you describe how it came to happen? That this give us the blow by blow. In other words,
oh well, I was in a boat. I was going fishing. I got my boat, and I just went to the island. While I was out there, it all happened. And that was the shocking part about it. I didn't realize when I woke up what had happened. I think they had knocked me back out or gave me something and knocked me out right then. Because, you know, I had no clue. I just knew that I was missing about 10, 12 hours of my life right there, and I wanted to know where it went.
So this didn't actually happen in the boat, but actually after you got to the island and you were on the island for some time.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Okay. And was it daytime or nighttime?
Well, it was nighttime when I started missing the time, I guess, because I was thinking about eating my lunch. I never did eat it, but it was when I come to out there, it was probably 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I still don't wear a watch to this day.
Do you remember seeing a craft this time before being abducted, or do you just sort of recall all of this being in the craft and undergoing this procedure to have the implant removed?
No, I don't remember seeing one. I do remember being inside and getting this implant moved. I think what they do, they probably knock you out with some kind of knockout shot or something, because I had the same kind of mark on my arm that I had back in 73.
What kind of mark is that?
It's just a puncture mark. There was a big puncture mark on your arm. Looked like you drove a meat thermometer into it. I wasn't going to be an idiot this time and tell nobody because I was there by myself, and it would have been foolish for me to tell somebody because they'd say, well, you're just seeking publicity, and that would have done, and I wasn't.
Did you ever go out and do lectures for money?
No.
Okay.
Lord, no.
You woke up, and your shirt was all bloody, you were saying.
Right.
Do you still have that shirt?
No, huh? I don't have it. When we got flooded down here in 2005, when the hurricane came, everything that was in this house got wiped out.
Oh, so this, the house, you had it up to that point. The reason I was asking is that, you know, if you had been drugged, for example, and you had a whole bunch of blood on your shirt, nowadays they could have done testing on that to see if there was any residual chemical.
Right.
In your blood, right? So this was just I thought, well, it's a long shot, but it's worth asking.
And, you know, I really regret that I didn't get into something like that after that, because that would have went a long ways to proving it, because I probably had its blood and my blood on me. So, and I call it its, hers or his or whatever it was.
Where do you think they're from?
That I don't know. I believe myself, I can't prove this and don't know, but I think they probably travel interdimensional. I always will believe that there's a dimension right here by us and that we can't see into, that you can slip in and out of and travel in and move to a different time or a different place in it. But I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm no scientist, and I don't know that that's for true or not.
Have you ever been to an abductee group where you talk to other people and share your experiences?
No, sir, I hadn't. Here lately, I've been invited to one, but I've been doubting about filling the paperwork out and going.
Let me ask you a question here. Your stroke, how did it debilitate you, and have you mostly recovered?
No, I'm still recovering. My left leg and my left arm, if I go to put on some clothes or something, I have to lay them on the floor or step into them. And it's just hard to dress yourself. And as far as getting out and moving a lot, I can't do it. I try to put on a show like I can walk around and get around. But, you know, you can't. Like I say, I'd rather have another heart attack than another stroke any day.
We've got another question in our forum. This one's from Sand, and he's commenting on something that the debunkers have said, which is that there was supposed to be a bridge caretaker or some security people, something to that effect, in the yards across the river with access and a direct view to where you guys would have been, and yet nobody's seen anything unusual.
Yeah, I can answer that pretty easy. Right after this happened, the night that it happened, the sheriff department went over to talk to the guy on the bridge. They had a guy in there to raise the bridge up in case a big ship come by and needed under Well, he was in a big leather recliner laid back asleep, and what he'd do is listen to the radio or listen for them to blow a horn, and he'd get up. So they caught him sound asleep, and they lied not to got him awake. And as far right across the river from us, the Coast Guard station, they were probably on their sleep, but let me tell you what happened. There's two fishermen that seen something under the water. They called the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard sent six people out, one of their cutters, to go check it. They actually took some kind of stick or something they carry on their boat to grab dock lines with and bumped it and got to see it. They had six credible witnesses right there, plus the two fishermen, about stuff like that. So, you know, it's plenty of documentation of witnesses there.
You're saying that there were other people who saw this light?
Yes, sir.
Really? Can you tell us a little more about that? Just to clarify, because, when a lot of people see the debunking side of things or the skeptical side, they don't mention that there are any other witnesses. Where were these other witnesses exactly?
Well, number one, there was a parole officer, law enforcement officer, and a preacher coming over the bridge, and they seen the craft. The Coast Guard cutter actually found one underwater over there, the craft. It was several more. Then it was a preacher from Peru, and I think Phillip's been talking to him, has come out. He's seen it.
Hang on a second. There's the Coast Guard tracked a UFO underwater? Is that?
Yes, sir. It's documented in the book. Like I say, we put all this documentation in there.
Calvin, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.